I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, after a whole week off, haven't seen Chiefs on the field for a couple
weeks.
Right. So let's get to it. And I know you are very interested because there is a huge game with massive postseason implications. I'm not talking about Mound Ridge and Smith Center,
no,
but I might be. I'm talking about the Chiefs and the Broncos in Denver on Sunday afternoon as we welcome in our special guest, the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, and we say, good morning, Mitch.
Stephen, and good morning, Theodore, and good morning to the folks at Credit Union of America.
Yeah.
They are our Credit Union of the Week that we're highlighting. And so check them out, Credit Union of America. They are a leader in mortgage lending. So love those gals and guys. They're great, and one of our six participating credit unions all year long. And, Steve, where's your statue? They've got it. Isn't it on the banks of the Arkansas River?
They're putting one up at Bucky's in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Oh, at Bucky's. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Is that on the Arkansas River? I didn't know the river went over there, but maybe the Trinity River. But, yeah,
Nenniscal.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
On the Nenniscal. I saw it, actually, in Penalosa.
Yeah,
I go, that looks a lot like Steve McIntosh.
Pretty close to Spivey.
So, yeah, wow, you're big there. You're big in Kingman County. So if you ever run for commissioner of Kingman County, I think you got a shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huge matchup on Sunday. The Chiefs out in Denver for the first matchup of the regular season with the Denver Broncos, a team that has won 10 straight home games. Tough to play in Denver.
They're interesting, yeah. Really interesting study. It's such a big game. Katie, our ardent listener, is driving her horse trailer all around Wichita with no horses in it just because she's nervous and feels like she's having her own parade. And then all of the doctors, I think, in Sedgwick County, at least those led by Dr. Maharas, have suspended services just for this segment. But it's that big. Denver 8-2, where they're at in the AFC West. And us sitting at 5-4. It's not a must win. I keep getting asked that all week long, but it's a very critical game. And so it would be a terrific win for the Chiefs. And yes, Denver, though, a flesh-eating defense. Their offense, and Bo Nix, their quarterback, is like that. Maybe you guys know this. Steve might have been this guy. But, Ted, did you ever have a guy that didn't come to class all semester, and then he comes in and aces the final?
Oh, yeah.
That
guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, dude, you didn't even come to class. I'm just like studying. And, well, here's that. It's like Sean Finley in Wichita. He's that guy. But anyway. Bo Nix has only one quarterback in the NFL has a lower passer rating in the first three quarters than Nix, and it's Cam Ward, who's had a morbid season in Tennessee in his rookie year. Bo Nix is at the bottom, 8 interceptions in the first three quarters. Then in the fourth quarter, bingo, comes alive. Only he's got 9 passes of 30 yards or more in the fourth quarter, tied with Baker Mayfield for the most, and he's got 4 fourth quarter drives to win. Now, I will say this, it's part of the narrative. Last year, we won 11 one-score games. The narrative, oh, they're lucky. You can't live that way. That's going to even out on them. Broncos have won 6 of their 8 games by one possession, total of 13 points. They're gritty. So we've got that. We're battling narratives and standings and Bo Nix, who doesn't go to class all semester, and aces the final.
What are the weaknesses? Do they have a weakness we could possibly exploit, Mitch?
Well, I'm still looking for it.
Oh, okay.
Now, offensively, Steve, I think it's a really good question. Now, defensively, they do not. Defensively, they lead. They have more sacks than any team through 10 weeks in 37 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
They're flesh eaters. Nick Bonito, Jonathan Cooper, Zach Allen is the Terminator inside. They do something new school here, which is called quick pressure rate. If you face a team that puts pressure on the quarterback, you negate that by trying to get the ball out fast. Quick screens, quick slants, quick routes. These guys get to your quick before you're quick. I mean, they're so fast to get to the enemy quarterback. You've got to figure out ways to take the fight to them. Now, the other thing is to try to jump on top of them. Don't make the fourth quarter Bo Nix's time, you know, telling the finals too hard and you're going to flunk the final because you didn't come to class. We'll make those first three quarters miserable for him, and that is handling all of their – you talk about Smith Center. They're a very – they want to control things on offense with a good offensive line, but there's not a lot of weaknesses. This is a good Denver team.
Oh, and we talk about the Patrick Mahomes is 13-1 in his career against the Broncos, but you got to give Pat time to operate, and it's really going to be key for the Chiefs' offensive line on Sunday.
Or be creative. Be creative in your play calling. There can be some quick-hitting plays, even if though they're quick-hitting defense. But the offensive line has got to be a fraternity. You know, they normally are anyway. Think a fraternity row on some campus, and you have the wide receivers in a fraternity. The offensive line is maybe the closest-knit fraternity. Now, one guy who has been really good this year, and it's really an undertold story, is Kingsley Suamaitia at left guard. He was brutal last year, left tackle, and moved into left guard. Now he's become a player. Well, he's really joined the fraternity. And I ask him, and he's feeling comfortable, and he's going to have to be against this Denver defense.
Just being out there with the guys. I'm very blessed to have the coaches and all the guys next to me be out there with them. But just being out there and being able to play the game that I love, that's the biggest.
How close are you guys? Because it seems like you've got your own little kind of fraternity.
Very close. Everyone's always checking on everybody, making sure everybody's always 30 minutes early before work. So everyone's always on each other. So, yeah, we're very close.
I don't want to make too dramatic of a comparison here, but this is like a special forces group or a group of first responders that have to be there, you know, in the heat. That's what these guys are on the offensive line. And Steve, to your point, they must hang together. They've got to communicate. They've got to be point on in every play. But Kingsley now is turning into a really good player.
Does Patrick Mahomes have to run the ball for that team to win?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. It's a great point. The running game is going to be key here, but the Chiefs are not a conventional run team. They're not going to run conventional runs like Mound Ridge and Smith Center will run tonight. And Pat is part of that. But Buffalo spied him. Now, I don't know if Denver will spy him. I think they probably will. But then Pat can run to throw. He's the best quarterback right now in scramble yards, and that's not only throwing yards off a scramble, but running yards off a scramble. So it's really interesting. He's best if he can move and create plays within a play and make the defense uncomfortable. But if they spy him, then it's a matter of being creative in your play calls to negate the spy early on a play where you're occupying the spy, where he's just not staring at Patrick the whole time.
Okay. Mile High football on Sunday afternoon. The Chiefs visiting the first place Denver Broncos in a big one. And live pregame coverage on the Chiefs Radio Network at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Kickoff at 3:25 p.m. Sunday, right here on your Wichita home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. So with the Chiefs heading out to Denver,
how
does this matchup between the Chiefs and the Broncos in mid-November somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football?
How?
As part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker football, Sammy Winder, Craig Morton update.
Sammy Winder. All right, Steve, take palm of your hand and slap it against that beautiful forehead that you have, the Hall of Fame forehead, because this one is pretty obvious. Did you guys ever have an opportunity, something that almost happened but didn't? Yes, for me, it would have been, I would have had the time of my life with my buddies on Saturday in Smith Center. Friday, I hadn't taken my grandpa's car, which had Pottawatomie County tags, and ran the only stoplight in Smith Center. And I was and I'm 15 years old.
Oh.
My dad got the ticket for letting a minor drive, and he was visiting relatives in Sioux City, Iowa, like 300 miles away. My God, it was the worst ever.
Might have to be my engagement to Zsa Zsa Gabor. That was probably.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
I remember that. Where were you on the pecking order? Were you 33rd or 43rd?
Right. Send out the invitation.
Ted, you got one?
Oh, no, I'm having my life is a series of bad events.
Well, you went to private school. It's a little harder for you.
It is.
Here's what might have happened for Wichita State. Now, keep in mind, the Denver Broncos were one of the first teams to open the door for inclusion in the NFL, meaning Marlon Briscoe was the first black starting quarterback in the league for the Broncos in 1968. But the Chiefs really opened the door because they were the first team to go beyond the quota, so to speak, and go to HBCU schools to get players. There was a coach that was an HBCU legend, and it was John Merritt. John Merritt had 144 players play pro football. John Merritt coached at Jackson State, but primarily at Tennessee State. He had two Tall Jones, Claude Humphrey. Chiefs, he had Nolan Smith, the Supernat. He had Willie Mitchell, played in Super Bowl I, and Jim Marcellus, a stud for the Chiefs in winning Super Bowl IV. What might have happened, because we know Willie Jeffries was the first black head coach, right, of a Division I school?
Division I, yep.
Do you realize it could have happened much earlier? John Merritt was offered the Wichita State job in 1974 and turned it down.
Oh!
I found an article of the Toledo Blade, January 4th, 1974. Tennessee State coach John Merritt has decided not to accept the Shocker head football coaching position. The job goes to Jim Wright. What might have been far in front of Willie Jeffries was John Merritt, bringing with him 144 players that played pro football, but he turned down the job at Wichita State.
Wow.
There you go, boys. Can't have a team that opens the door to opportunities. You don't have a team, so bring it back, boys. Bring it back.
Ah, fantastic report once again on the Ploppa Report.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate it. Make sure your lungs are ready for the Mile High Experience on Sunday, and I know you will. Have a great call. As we say, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Theodore. No thank you to the fans that go incomplete or the horse that goes free. So no thanks to them. But thank you, John Merritt, for a terrific Hall of Fame career as coach of those HBCU schools, primarily Tennessee State.
All right. Great stuff. Thank you, Mitch. We'll talk to Mitch again 1 week from today, another Friday report.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.